Inside Fashion Marketing, a podcast by Zalando Partner Marketing Services. Shaping love brands and supporting your long-term growth through customer-centric marketing.
Hello, hello. Welcome, dear listeners. Glad to have you on this show. I'm Heike Lari, Director of Partner Marketing and Consultancy at Zalando Partner Marketing Services, helping connect fashion, beauty, and lifestyle brands to consumers all over Europe. Retail media is one of those topics that keeps popping up everywhere, in meetings, in strategy discussions, in performance reviews, and of course, in this podcast. And still, I see many brands struggling with the basics. Not because they are inexperienced, but because retail media has evolved very quickly and the terminology can feel overwhelming. So we decided to kick this new season off with explaining retail media from scratch. Think of it as a shared starting point, a common language, an episode you can come back to whenever you go deeper in the future conversations and you think, wait, let's take a step back. This is Retail Media 1.0, the foundations everyone should understand before moving on to more advanced topics. If you don't want to miss Retail Media News in 2026, make sure to hit subscribe. Let's look at the big picture of retail media. Retail media exists because digital advertising has fundamentally changed over the past years. So the classic display and social advertising are becoming less efficient and more competitive. The former spray and pray logic no longer works or would be way too expensive. Retailers sit on a powerful combination of traffic, data, and purchase intent. And they are no longer just sales platforms, but have become media owners. Retail media brings advertising closer to the point of purchase than traditional channels, of course. And its advertising spend is expected to reach $31 billion by 2028, according to IAB Europe. But what is retail media actually? Retail media means advertising within retail environments where consumers already are shopping on platforms such as Zalando or Amazon. Brands pay for visibility directly on platforms that host real purchase decisions. And why are they doing that? Either you are a market leader and you like to defend your market share, or you want to expand into other product categories. But maybe you are a newcomer brand, you have an emerging offer, and you want to reach a wider audience. You want to enter into new countries. You want to try out a new segment for your brand. Retail media can help you do this and put the exact right ads in front of the right audience you want to reach. So the on-site formats live directly on the retail media platform and influence shoppers during browsing. It doesn't replace other marketing channels, that's really important to note, but it completes them. And this episode focuses on understanding the mechanics and the fundamentals before adding all the complexity. Retail media is a full funnel tool. And here we start already with a common misconception where users think retail media is only lower funnel activities. Whereas it started with sponsored products and was looking very much into performance marketing, in reality, retail media supports awareness, consideration, and conversion. So the full funnel. And each funnel has different objectives. Each stage requires different KPIs as well. So mixing KPIs across the funnel stages can lead to false conclusions. But while I'm mentioning the word KPI already, let's start with a category we call KPI bingo. And let's look at all the terms that we frequently use here and explain what they are. KPI is the first one. This translates into key performance indicators. This means the metrics used to measure whether marketing activities are achieving their intended goals. So retail media comes with many KPIs and they all sound quite familiar. So now let's break them down and make sure they are not misunderstood. The first one is ROI. This measures overall return relative to total investment and is mostly used at a business level. Then we have ROAS. This measures revenue generated per euro spent on advertising and is the most common retail media KPI. Next, we talk about GMV, gross merchandise value. This represents the total value of merchandise sold and indicates scale rather than profitability. Where it gets interesting is attributed GMV, because this shows the revenue linked to media activity and it depends on the attribution model. But this is where you can see if your marketing strategy has been driving sales. A term you hear often is CPC. This shows the cost per click and reflects competitiveness, not success. Then we have CPM. This measures cost per thousand impressions and is mainly relevant for awareness campaigns. CTR is the click-through rate, and it indicates how relevant a placement or creative is, but does not guarantee conversion yet. Ultimately, conversion rate reflects product relevance, pricing, and user experience beyond media. So this is the holy grail, so to say. Another KPI that's super important is new customers, because this shows whether retail media drives incremental growth. High performance without new customers can signal saturation rather than success, and you know you will hit a glass ceiling sooner or later. ZMS considers new customer as a key quality indicator across the funnel. So what are the most important takeaways from this section? KPIs only work with an aligned objective. The funnel stages define the KPIs you look at. If you optimize the wrong KPI, this leads to wrong decisions. And strong retail media strategies connect the goals, the funnel stages, and the metrics. So after looking at all the relevant KPIs, let's now discuss each of the three funnel steps. And we start with the awareness funnel, which is the upper funnel. And why is this so important? We see in our data that 75% of the Gen Z shoppers come without a clear purchase intent. And once they come to your shopping platform, this is your big opportunity to get their attention, to entertain them, inspire them, and create awareness for your brand. And here I have a favorite example that, of course, comes after the famous Bad Bunny halftime show to mind. He has been the talent for a big underwear campaign we showed last year. And the brand said beforehand, we believe Bad Bunny is going to break the internet. And this is exactly what we saw happening. We had 65 million impressions for almost naked Bad Bunny in the front of our pages within 2 weeks. And I think it's fair to say that no matter if you were interested beforehand to purchase this new line of knickers, you certainly have noticed, have seen Bad Bunny, and subconsciously this created awareness for the brand. So well done on this one. And I think a good example to see why awareness is so important. And these campaigns are mostly measured with unique users reached. Also, viewable impressions are looked at. And in the end, they should not be evaluated by ROAS. So this is then for really the consideration and conversion stage, not the awareness stage. And we see that retail media awareness benefits from being close to the shopping environment, of course. The next stage is one that's often overlooked. It's called the consideration stage, the mid-tier funnel. So here, this is where shoppers actively evaluate brands and products. And to make it very tangible, at the moment we have Berlin winter times, and everyone who did not buy a proper winter jacket is definitely in need for one by now. And this is where you want the shopper to come to your platform and already have a certain set of brands in mind. So what is the brand when they think about purchasing a new winter coat off? This might be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 brands. And here in the consideration stage, you want to help consumers to remember your brand as one of them. So the product detail pages play a central role at this stage, of course. And in best case, you make shoppers a brand follower, because this indicates long-term interest and brand relevance. We measure PDP views that are being explored in more detail. Then we look at add to wish list and add to basket. Also here, new consumers represent a long-term growth potential. Consideration is often underestimated as said, but especially in fashion, very critical. So now we move to the lower funnel, the conversion stage, or where the magic happens. at the conversion stage, we look at turning intent into measurable sales. So item sales show direct product performance. And as mentioned in the beginning, we look at attributed GMV, we look at the new customers, and we look at ROAS, return on ad spend, which measures efficiency, but should not be viewed in isolation. And here it is very key to remember that long-term conversion performance depends heavily on upper and mid-funnel stages. Now we have talked about the three funnel stages one by one. And of course, ultimately, they should not be optimized separately, but interconnected. To summarize, awareness creates familiarity and feeds consideration. Consideration builds confidence and enables conversion. And strong retail media strategies connect at all of these stages. And in ZMS, we approach retail media as an orchestrated full funnel system. We build tools like the customer journey compass to look at each brand individually and come up with a clear plan to elevate marketing strategies for each of the steps, but most importantly, look at it all together. Another very interesting topic on retail media is offline, then online, and how this all connects into one ecosystem. So fashion remains an emotional and experiential category. And offline moments still create credibility, trust, and of course, brand meaning. We see that events and pop-ups can be seen as part of the broader ecosystem because this is where consumers really connect with the brands. We cannot forget that even in a highly digital world, it is super important to have a full sense experience for the consumers with their brands. What is key here is that event content can be reused in media and on-site placements. So you activate offline, but you scale online. And of course, offline storytelling humanizes performance-driven retail media formats. This is why, for instance, we opened our own brand event space. It's called the Brand Experience Hub, where we give partners the chance to meet with their consumers every time in a different setup, in a versatile space, and to have a real interaction and create a real experience that then lives in different content formats on site. Now let's look at common mistakes brands make. Treating events as one-off activations with no long-term plan. Producing content without considering later retail media usage. That is certainly something customers see. Separating brand marketing and performance marketing teams, not a good idea. Expecting immediate conversion from awareness-focused activities. This is something we experience all the time, but only if you measure each funnel step with the right KPIs, you will also get the success you intend. Seeing retail media as only relevant for the lower funnel. As discussed before, there is a huge interconnectivity between all the funnel stages and hence strategies must be thought holistically. So how can you use this episode going forward? This episode serves as a foundation for future discussions. It provides shared language and basic understanding. You can return to this episode whenever topics get more complex or you are unsure what a certain KPI means, which of the funnel steps is important for what. So please feel free to save this episode and come back anytime. Retail media is a journey and this episode marks the starting point. Dear listeners, thank you for tuning in today and get ready for the next season. If you're looking for more, we've dropped some useful links in the show notes of this episode. Make sure to check them out. And if you liked it, please hit subscribe. We'll have more wisdom from top marketeers across our partner base in the next episode. Ciao for now.